This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the big debates in food today, broadly speaking, is over the use of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, as the shorthand goes. Genetically modified crops, they're called as well. Big food and drink makers, think Kellogg here or Coca-Cola, have been fighting efforts to require labels on foods that contain ingredients from genetically modified crops. They got a win in Congress this summer when the House passed a bill that would block states from enforcing their own GMO label laws. Its future in the Senate is less clear, but even as those food companies fight GMO labeling, some of them have also found a business opportunity in labeling their products, when they can, as non-GMO. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Reed Grimm believes nature knows best.
Are we really going to do this?
Grimm's a musician, and when he shops with his nieces at a co-op grocery store in St. Paul, Minnesota, he only goes for organic fruits. And he'll look for products that say non-GMO.
We want to eat things that are natural, that are just coming, you know, straight out of the earth like it has been for millennia. Nature knows what it's doing, you know?
Roughly 80% of processed food products contain genetically modified ingredients. That means the corn or soy in them was grown with some genetic tweaks to fend off insects or resist weed killers. The scientific consensus is that GMO products are safe. But Grimm's skeptical there's enough long-term evidence.
GMOs are in its infancy, you know, really, just like the internet. You know, it's so brand new, so there's all these questions, and we don't have all the information. We're just, like, trying to figure it out.
Because of shoppers like Reed Grimm, food companies big and small are launching non-GMO products, and they're prominently labeling them as such. Currently, the government doesn't set standards for those labels. An organization called the Non-GMO Project has taken on that task. Its database of items that pass muster includes not only products like Kind fruit and nut clusters, but also Post grape nuts and mac and cheese from Annie's, which is owned by General Mills.
It's really just about removing any kind of barrier to purchase.
Darren Seifer is the food and beverage industry analyst at the NPD Group. He says in 2002, his research firm found about 10% of adults were worried about the safety of GMOs.
A decade later, it's more than 20% of adults.
Seifer says a non-GMO label will put those consumers at ease. Consumers who, coincidentally, are kind of obsessed with clean labels lately. Many are saying no to artificial flavors and colors. Food companies are catering to those demands, too.
And so when you get to the point where, well, I can't really take anything more away, can I then claim that what actually still exists in there is better than the guy who's on the shelf next to me?
A certain amount of the population wants GMO-free. Oh, boy, this is a market.
Jim Tillotson is a food industry expert at Tufts University. He says, of course, food companies will pursue the non-GMO label, even if they see nothing wrong with genetically modified ingredients.
Marketing is to determine what the consumer wants, not what you want to produce, but what they want, so they will buy it.
And on the flip side, a non-GMO label probably can't hurt. Back at the co-op grocery store, Jesse Sawyer, a 28-year-old librarian, shopping for lunch food. He says he's researched GMOs and believes they're safe. So a label saying they're absent from a product doesn't have any special allure.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it would make a difference.
But we eat with our eyes, and the chips he grabs off the shelf just look tasty.
Just some sublime late July chips.
Never mind that they happen to be non-GMO. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.